This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some.
I checked out the others that you put up with the posters, but I don't check out that one.
The new one.
Yeah?
It's too fire. But anyway, wait, wake up!
No, I didn't see it because when you said the videos, I didn't have data.
Yeah,
but I'll check it out now. So are we on the road, on main road right now, those flies? Oh, shit, guys. The worst guys, we all over Jersey. The people on main road know that. Apparently that road has like 36,000 bypasses every day.
It looks so sick to the point where, because when you're driving, obviously the driver's going to be on the right side and the passenger on the left side. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I can still see it from my side in the furthest lane.
Ah, I see.
Maybe it's just my 2020.
probably.
But I can still see it even when I'm in the lane going the opposite direction. Now, that's the lane coming to Sandton.
Yeah.
That means the driver is now closest, right? I can still see it.
Mm. Maybe that'll bring a big pull that we're not even
aware of. I don't
want
to even lie. The traffic, my boy.
Yeah.
The weekday traffic between, I would say even from 3 until about 6.
7.
That's standstill traffic.
They're going to be like, who are the worst guys?
Dude, do you understand that the boards catch you? The boards catch you off guard. First board says Comedy Night with the worst guys.
Yeah.
You drive. I counted my steps when I divided these boards. It's 15 steps.
Yeah.
That'll allow two cars to be looking at the one and maybe see there's another board. Oh my gosh, what does that board say? The next board says Thursdays at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Entrance $50. Yeah. Then you drive to the next board. You're almost there.
Yeah.
Then the next board. Welcome
to the Worst Guys Comedy Show. Yeah, we have a comedy show every Thursday at Giovanni's Panavino on Main Road in 4 ways. Please do come through. This week we have an epic lineup for you. We usually talk about this in the end, but we are hella excited because we are moving. We are moving up in this life. We've got our posters on Main Road. Yazzy. So please come through tomorrow. The lineup is hot. We've got veterans, we've got youngins, and we've got the worst guys. Obviously, I'll be your host, Malcolm Julie. And joining me on the lineup will be Simba the Comic King, all the way from Zimbabwe. Vittorio Leonardi, all the way from South Africa, although he is Italian. And Dave Levinson, the Brew King. He does a show here on Clip Central as well, called the Just Now Comedy Podcast. You should give that a listen. That takes place every Friday. But before you give that a listen, come see if he's actually funny. And the way you'll see that is at our show on Thursday, Giovanni's Panavino. Show starts at 8. There's food, there's drinks, there's a fire because it's hella cold. Yo, have you been feeling this weather?
Hey, guys.
Cold front is killing us.
I was complaining. Yeah.
Did you see the snow?
No, what?
Hey, there was snow. I don't know where, but in Africa. Africa.
Is it that hot? I was complaining to my girl last night because she's all the way in Belgium. I was like, hey, B, just come back home.
You need a heater.
Mobile
heater.
I need a mobile heater. I was like, nah. I got like one of those nice little heaters in my crib. And I was like, nah, fuck you, nigga. I need the real thing.
Yeah, the real thing.
Can we just give a shout out to John? John is really busy. John is really milk, chocolate, and we're
milking everything.
And we're a blind day, get it? I know.
Bro, what you talking about like you don't have some vanilla in your life?
No, that's what I'm saying. We are completing the equation. Who says it's Mark? What's Mark Delaney?
What do you mean? I've been in the vanilla killer game. I'm just taking my time to find somebody worth it.
This guy's still talking past tense. We're talking present.
I'm the leader of the vanilla killer game. I started it.
I'm the leader.
I started it, baby.
I started this shit.
I did. Did you?
Lloyd started it.
If we're being honest.
With who? I don't know. Back in the day, I can't recall.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought. Anyway, we are the worst guys. You are hanging out with Malcolm Julie, Riabata Sisele, and John Namani. Today we have an epic show lined up for you, as always. We are discussing something that we all experience, something that we all go through, and that is pain and suffering. And this is inspired from the J. Cole album that I've been listening to, and I believe a lot of listeners of ours would have been listening to it too. He just speaks a lot about, you know, drugs and the way people deal with addiction, and how even young people are doing lean and smoking weed and taking Xannies, all this different shit, in order to deal with the suffering. And we just want to get to, firstly, what is right and what is wrong? Do we have any moral code around dealing with addiction and suffering? And secondly, why is it that we suffer, you know, and how do we move past it? How do we find joy outside of it? I definitely do believe that we do need coping mechanisms, and a lot of us have different ones. And I just want to break it down for you guys. When we talk about addiction, it doesn't necessarily mean drugs or prescription pills or anything like that. It's just about certain things that you need that help you carry on with your life or help you deal with life. Because, yeah, man, this life thing is tough. And you know why I think it's hard, to be honest with you? I think it's rough because we are in a place where we want it to change. You know, I think so many people suffer because it seems unfairly hard. You know, so we are all held under this pressure to be a certain something, but most of us don't want to be that certain thing. And it's very hard for us to cope. Some people have to provide for their families, because their families can't provide for themselves. And these are the kind of things that bring us down, man. And personally, I think pride is the biggest motherfucker in all of this, because all the resources to help us are here on this planet, whether it's through people, whether it's through physical resources, they are here. But a lot of times it's difficult to ask for help. It's difficult to actually
acknowledge
your position. And that's the problem, because shame shouldn't be a part of our existence. We exist and it's magical. No part of our existence should be filled with shame. We should be expressing ourselves fully in every way without hiding, whether it's good or bad, inverted commas. There's no such thing as good
free
or bad.
Free from judgment, that's
right. Yeah, free from judgment. And especially because we all know. Mm. Do you know what I mean? That's the hardest thing with me with society, is that we put up this facade to make it look like we're all okay. But we all know it's rough behind the scenes.
Everybody,
you know,
has their own shit.
Yeah. But also at the same time, I mean, like, we got to keep it together. Yeah. I think it's, I look at it like a play, a theater play where
the show must go on.
Yeah, the show must go on, but backstage is always a mess.
Yeah.
Back of house, even the kitchen, in the restaurant, back of house is always a shambles. But as long as the dinner plate you present has got that sauce, then, you know, you've got something worth it.
Yeah, it's like people who are studying for final end of the year exam. You'll see that their bed, their study table, it's all fucked up, but they pull out that distinction.
Yeah.
It's an organized mess.
Yeah. Okay, so how do we deal with it? Do you have certain things in your life that you just need in order to survive, that you can't go without, that, you know, if you didn't have this, you'd fucking call it quits?
I think that's depending on a certain something far too much than what's necessary. I feel like then my life revolves around that thing, and it's almost like an addiction then.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking. We're talking about addictions, right? Because a lot of the times we get confused about what the idea of an addiction is. We think it has to be drug related, but music is an addiction.
Yeah.
Because some people can't live without it. And yeah, as soon as you can't live without it, it's an addiction. It's a crutch. It's something that you lean on in order to make your experience here better. So there's music, there's weed, there's cigarettes, there's love. Some people are addicted to being with other people because it helps them to carry on with their life. Mm. You know, so what are those things for you that you just can't live without? Maybe I'll start just to get the ball rolling. Like, for instance, y'all know, if you listen to me, if you know me, if you even heard my name, you'll know I love smoking weed, right? And a lot of the times people don't understand this and they think it's just like a scoundrel habit. But it genuinely helps me cope. It alleviates stress. It makes me feel better. I'm more in tune with my spirituality. I music sounds better. Food tastes better. I'm more creative. These things are the benefits that I get from smoking marijuana. And the detriments are not nearly as close to being worth leaving it alone, because they don't affect me negatively. Or not, everything has a side effect, but they don't deter my quality of life. For instance, maybe every now and again I'll smoke too much and I'll need a nap. Fuck, whatever. I'll take a nap. Mm. Maybe I'll forget a couple of things, short-term memory vibes. But it's never so serious that I'd be like, fuck, I need to stop smoking weed. Just like music, as much as you plugged in into your ears, listen to music everywhere you go, even though people around you are talking to you and trying to connect with you, you've blocked the rest of the world out. Yeah. So that's the side effect of that drug of music that you're taking. But it's worth it because of the endorphins that music gives you and the way you feel afterwards. You know what I'm saying? Mm. So, though that's weed is definitely an addiction of mine, and so is music. Like I don't feel right when I'm not listening to music. Music makes me feel so happy. Like I walk down the streets, earphones in my ear, and I'm jamming.
I think for me, it's three solid things: music, love, and weed.
Yeah.
Music, obviously, because like if I was living in a world where like everything was mute, I think I'd go insane. That's like being in like a worldwide solitary confinement. Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm. But you know what I found? There was a point where my earphones broke and I couldn't listen to music. And in the beginning it was really hard, but over time I started to realize that the world has a music of its own.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the cars, the hoots, the birds, the people. You know, there's a synchronism, I don't know if that's a word, but there's some sort of symbiosis that you can start to feel, a rhythm, so to speak. And I sort of found comfort in that. And now, I actually don't need the earphones. Like when I'm chilling in a taxi and it's loud outside and it actually distorts the sound in my earphones, I just take the earphones on and be like, let's hear what's going on planet Earth. What does planet Earth have to say to me today?
Love, in a sense that, like companionship and having somebody to talk to, but in the same light, it doesn't necessarily mean that I don't appreciate being alone, because one also needs to appreciate just being in their own company. Because if you can't stand being alone, then being with other people is going to be a mild thing.
Which is how I feel sometimes. I like to think of myself as an introverted extrovert. I deal with people on a daily basis. That's like, okay, that's what pays the bills.
Yeah.
But with my the other side of me as well, I deal with a lot of people, you know? So it's just people all around. And for me, what helps me cope or what helps me balance it all out is just being alone. I need my me time. My alone time is very, very important to me, because that's when I kind of just recharge. And as beautiful as music is sometimes...
You like the silence.
I definitely like and prefer the silence.
Can I tell you when I like the silence the most? Is on a drive back home.
Oh, yeah.
After it all at the end of the day.
Oh,
like,
yes.
No music in the car, just...
Just silence. Mm. Just, yeah, and I think that definitely works for me. I think one of my coping mechanisms as well is I like to talk. So, I mean, like, whether it's a professional or somebody, a lover or family or something, I just like to get my thoughts out of there. I think that helps me. Just expressing what I'm feeling at the time or what I'm going through. Like, if I'm overwhelmed or something, I just need, like, okay, cool, can I just have a conversation with you? Just tell you, just get the shit off my chest.
Does it always have to be with somebody else? Because sometimes I have conversations with myself.
Well, I think getting it out, there are different ways. Maybe you can have a conversation with yourself, or you can just write everything down.
Yeah.
Journal or whatever. For me, I've realized what works better is just having an upfront conversation with somebody, just to kind of like, but obviously this is not just every second person that I meet, but, you know, somebody that I'm comfortable around, that I feel safe around.
Is there a go-to person, or you just have to feel like you can confide in them?
I have go-to people.
I see.
Honestly, tell you the truth, you know, because,
some people understand you better than others.
Yeah, I think just lend an ear. That's the most important thing for me as well. And just give you 2 cents if needed or whatever.
Yeah.
But I, you know,
okay,
that's that for me.
Let's talk about, okay, God, right? Because a lot of people obviously rely on their faith to get through. I'm one of those people. And when I say God, please, for you who don't know us, who have not listened to our podcast, I'm not talking about the bearded man in the sky wearing sandals and a fucking dashiki or whatever that thing is.
Who's brown? He brown.
I'm talking about the universe, source, whatever. Because what most people don't understand is that what we're actually doing is just reacting to what's been put before us. Do you know, the color of your skin, where you live, the people you meet are put before you. You don't control that. What you only control is your reaction to that. So who put that in front of you? And that's why, that's how I want you to think about God. It's not about this all good guy. I do think he's good, but I think goodness itself, the term needs to be broadened, because there's a lot of things in us that we christen as evil, which are just natural and human, and we've decided we're not going to do, or should I say religion rather.
I think God was one of those niggas on the corner, Nadala dies, epop, isha, shit, hurricane,
hurricane, he's playing Monopoly.
No. Then he says, no, sorry, Andres.
Yeah.
Epop, shit, yeah.
And people keep saying, science versus God. What if God is a scientist?
Yeah.
What if this is just an experiment?
Yeah.
You know?
And he fucks up.
And he fucks up sometimes. Like, shit, I need to write that down. AIDS is not a good one.
Fuck that. I don't think we need to put the blame all on him, though.
Yeah.
Some of this stuff is from our own creation.
Yeah, 100%. And it's because we don't understand ourselves. And I also think,
no, I think we
don't understand God.
No, I think most of us do. We just know what we're doing, but to our benefit. We realize that something is fucked up. But it's going to be like, nah, I'm going to go with it because I benefit from it. Some people know each other, know themselves that well. It's kind of like, okay, I know what I'm doing. This is the reason. They can justify to themselves why that is good in that particular moment, even though it's detrimental to everybody else. I think that's where us humans sometimes are just so flawed, in the sense that we know what we're doing, but we're totally oblivious to what the next person would think, or the detriment of it. I think that's, we are our own worst enemies in that regard. You know, that's how I see
we
it.
We have that, no. Like, that mentality.
Yeah.
Like, we'll do something now for the benefit of now, knowing that there could be a recourse that we will not be able to handle.
Yeah, and I think we're at that recourse that we cannot.
We're like, shit.
It's getting hard now.
Like, we did so many fucked up things in the past.
Like, and it's catching up.
And now it's all caught up to us at one time, like, boom.
Yeah.
Now sort yourselves out.
And I think we're more aware of it now. I think a lot of people are aware that, shit, we're actually in a state of emergency. Like, how countries get in a state of emergency, I think our world is in a state of emergency. Like, fuck, we need to shut down all the shit, keep all the essentials. Everybody's turning vegan. Nobody's gonna fucking sell anymore. You know, like, there's so many measures that we're trying to put in place to stop the leakage, although the water keeps on pouring out.
Chiba Maguinha, you know? That's exactly what it's like.
Chiba Maguinha.
It's at the point where I can understand why some people, you know, do flaka, my guy. Like,
we'll get to the deep drugs.
It's a real life thing out here in this world. Like, you've got, imagine a person who's black, who's gay, and vegan.
And a woman.
And a woman.
Jeez.
In this world right now.
That's a pretty tough life, I can imagine.
Like, you've got so much to deal with.
Mm.
So much. If you decide to, you know, throw the towel in, I'm coming to your funeral and I'm saying it wasn't your fault.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, but a lot of people do rely on God, right? And I wanna touch on this, because sometimes that reliance takes away from your reality and your part that you have to play. Because God, I believe, only meets you halfway. Let me call him Source. Because people are going to start getting... He only... You know, Wesley Snipes made an amazing tweet last time. It's like, people want a cake, but when God gives you an oven, a pan, flour, sugar, milk, and eggs, you don't do anything with it. You know, you just expect the cake. And a lot of the times we rely so heavily on this power because we feel it, and it's magical, and it's overbearing. And we think, God, why are you doing this to me? Save me, help me. When you have a role to play as well. And I want to know whether God is being used as a crutch by our society.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. We blame a lot of the things that happen on this entity, where I think he's got a hands-off approach. He's detached, you know. So, everything that happens is a result of what we've done. But he's given us what we need to get to what he wants from us. If you get what I'm saying.
And the way we react...
Or she.
Yeah. The way we react, alright, is gonna be a determinant of how things go further. Because, for example, if he's trying to lead us left, alright, and presents a situation which would, in fact, encourage us to go left,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet we go slightly forward,
instead of going left.
Mm.
It's going to make him produce another situation which is still going to force us left. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, he'll get you to, if you learn the lesson.
Yeah.
You'll go, and if you don't, you'll lose.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you will continue to lose.
To receive that lesson over and over again.
Until you get to the destination he has chosen.
100%.
Yeah. You remind me of this playwright that I was focusing on for my previous exam. I was doing some Greek theater work, and you have these big playwrights from back in the day. You get Euripides, and you get this other dude as well. But there's a contrast between these two playwrights. One has an over reliance of, you know, believing in the gods and depending and giving it all to the gods. Whereas the other one writes about normal people in normal situations. They go through some fucked up shit, but it's like, you can do this by yourself. Mm. You can get through this. You don't need to believe in a higher purpose or a higher power. Even though you believe that they are there, but like you just said, we have an over reliance on them.
Mm-hmm.
Do not over rely. Believe in your own ability that you can get out of this mess. Be strong enough to get through it.
Here are the two arguments for me. And I do believe in God, but I think if you believe 100% in anything without an inclination of doubts, you're ignorant.
Yeah.
So, as strong as my belief in God is and faith is, I think we are also, this is the other side of the coin, we are gods in and of ourselves. We are the stars. We are the universe. We are that magic dust that we believe in. And like for that reason, we can be gods. We can be deities. And in the past, a lot of people were deities. If you look at classic civilization, where a lot of normal people
were put on a pedestal.
Yeah, and they were worshipped as gods. And they did godly things, you know. And they were flawed as well. And this is another thing I think we don't even consider when we think about our higher power, about Source, is that Source, just like us, is not perfect. We were made in Source's image. So when evil happens and bad things happen, we're like, oh God, why is this happening? It just happens. It's part of our existence. Get life. This is, even humans like, hey, hide it, kuzi, my boy. It chop.
Like your dad said, life is not a rehearsal. Wisest words that ever came out of Chris and Julie's mouth. Life is not a rehearsal.
Hey,
guys.
Wise words for me. Not so decent, man. anyway, you see what I mean? So I think we do rely a lot on him, but I think we need to stop using him as a crutch. And now, just to round off the conversation around that, is just how do we balance our addictions with doing it ourselves?
For me. If your addiction hinders you succeeding in life and the lifestyle of others around you, then it's a problem.
Mm.
For example, me loving somebody with my three addictions, love, music, and weed.
Mm.
With me loving somebody, if it means that I love them so much that I have no love for anybody else, then it's a problem.
Because
I should be able to love my neighbor, you know?
Sure.
When it comes to music, if I'm playing my music too loud in the neighborhood and I live in a complex, then it's a problem. But if I'm listening to it in my headphones, I'm not hindering anybody else's lifestyle.
Mm.
Then when it comes to weed, if I'm smoking weed in a outside, you know, nature. First of all, fuck it. Weed is not a problem.
Mm.
You're the problem. Adjust your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But honestly speaking, if I'm just smoking in an area where it's like a designated area or in my confined space, then it's not harming anybody. But if it's like in front of a pregnant mother, for example, then now you're hacking somebody's lifestyle. So as long as it does not affect the lifestyle of anybody else or hinder you from being successful in whatever it is you choose to do, then I think it's cool.
Okay. But what about people who have every right to be on Flaka? You know, like there's people who have every right to be on Flaka. Like, they suffer so much, they suffer so hard that the best escape is their only option. There's a reason why people do heroin. It's like, it's so painful that I'd rather get this little moment of pure bliss and pure joy and die afterwards.
Yeah, but that's
because
cool.
The everyday is not worth living.
Yeah, but like
there's people who live on the streets, there's people who get raped, there's people
who inject themselves. Before you get to that level, they are
you're born at that level. Some people are born in the streets of the CBD with everybody else as a hobo. You know, some people are born in prison. Some people are born in shitty lives. So
you're gonna let that define you?
I'm gonna say how do we justify their actions? Because I think there's reason for that. When you go to the CBD, I was literally taking a walk to my agent's office, and there's this part of the CBD. It's fucking sad. Like a whole bunch of hobos. I don't know what the collective noun for hobos is.
Society.
A society of hobos. Was chilling on the side of the road. Like, and they all sleep there. They all wake up in the morning. And niggas are literally injecting each other with needles. Like, they're helping each other. And you can see for them, this is normal. To me, I was like, whoa, dude, what the fuck? There's a needle in your neck. And I'm walking past this kid. He was probably like 16 years old. And I look at their lives and I'm like, I'd probably do the exact same shit if I was in your shoes. Because it's almost a point of no return for a lot of people where there's so little hope for them.
I've got nothing to gain and I've got nothing to lose.
To lose, yeah. So I'll just do whatever. Like, you see a lot of them, these madalas with rough lives. They're just carrying
their
bodies
with them around. How do you explain the reverse where somebody has everything and they still do the same bullshit?
Yeah, I think...
That's my thing.
The whole thing is the mentality behind the meaninglessness of life. So I think the poor people are the first ones to see it because they are like, oh, fuck it all. None of it matters. Look at me. Look at where I am. Wada. They don't see the value of life.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people who have excess, who've never had to work for anything, also see the meaninglessness of life. But I've already got everything. You know, everybody has their suffering. Some suffer too much. Some suffer too little. And there is such a thing as suffering too little because you miss out on an understanding of life. And I think it's the same problem that both these sides have, is that they've just come to the conclusion that life is not worth giving.
It's just like
giving
polar
into.
Opposites.
Yeah.
Too much love and too little love.
Mm.
How they can both have negative effects.
Yeah, exactly. So I do understand. I'm not encouraging, but I'll never be like, oh, you should never do drugs. You should never kill yourself. It's the same way as the same way I understand suicide is the same way I understand addiction. People kill themselves because it's rough out here. And life is so hard that I understand if you don't want to be here anymore. Because firstly, it wasn't your choice to be here. And secondly, it can kill, you know. So I'm not encouraging it by any means. But I'm saying I understand your pain. And now you need to find a way to deal with that pain, because the problem is in not being able to find that balance between how to deal with our pain and how to actually turn it into something useful. You know, a lot of the times we just make the pain the object of our life and of our experience, and we forget that there's something that we're here to do. But that's just my personal. I just think, like, if you want to do your drugs, dog. I'm not going to judge you. But I hope you find peace. That's all I hope for.
I know heaven is a mind state. I've been a couple times. Stuck in my way, so I keep on falling down. Keep on falling down. Keep on falling down. I know heaven is a mind state. I've been a couple times. Stuck in my way, so I keep on falling down. I keep on falling down. Yeah. Give me drink, give me smoke, give me hot, let me float. I'm a clown, coming down, put me down, gentle now. Give me drink, give me dope, bottom line, I can't go. If I die, I don't know. Give me drink, give me smoke, give me hot, let me float. I'm a clown, coming down, put me down, gentle now. Give me drink, give me dope, bottom line, I can't go. If I die, I don't know.
Yeah, I got some niggas that still owe me an apology. I'ma be the bigger man just like I always be. Eventually, but right now that's hard for me. I'm dreaming violent, I can't tolerate disloyalty. So I'ma see you when I see you, know that day coming.
I pray that on that day you slip and say something. I never fantasize about murder cause I'm still sane. But I can't seem to fight this urge to make you feel pain. I know that vengeance is the Lord's and it's not for me. I know the punishment for you is that you not with me. You place your value on the bitches that you got with me. And now them bitches ask you daily why you not with me. I had to cut some people off cause they was using me. My heart is big, I wanna give too much and usually I send the bread and don't hit back for like 2 months now. You hit my phone, you need a loan, oh I'm a crutch now. I had to learn, I never had shit. You never would split, you was hood rich. I couldn't get a dollar from you, I remember that. It was blurry for a while, but now it's coming back, coming back.
Time will tell who is on my side. Give me high, let me flow, I'm a clown, coming down, put me down, gentle now, give me drink, give me dope, bottom line, I can't go, if I die, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, give me drink, give me smoke, give me high, let me flow, I'm a clown, coming down, put me down, gentle now, give me drink, give me dope, bottom line, I can't go, if I die, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
Falling 26 for me, dog. It's a bust. It's a bust.
Hey, dog.
And here's the fucked up thing
they give
it to me. They give it to me. And
they give you
a smile.
We
just took 3,000.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, look how much money you don't have. Again, dog. This is
these fuckers try to come through and give me a 12-year overdraft. Shit, I don't want to.
I can't stop my pride. I mean, well, but I can't stop my pride. Give me drink, give me smoke, give me high, give me flow, coming down, gentle now, give me drink, give me dope, bottom line, I can't go, if I die, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know, give me drink, give me smoke, give me high, give me flow, I'm a clown, coming down, put me down, gentle now, give me drink, give me dope, bottom line, I can't go, if I die, I don't know, I don't know, I don't know.
Stop. I don't know what you want me to tell you because there probably isn't.
Thanks a while, anyway. Man. Thanks a while.
Hey, they're all wild. I want to keep my money in the wall from now on.
Dude, just keep it under the mattress. That's what you do. Fucking, you're going to give you $1,000 interest for a fucking year. All the money that you've been putting in. Fuck them niggas.
Yeah. My mattress isn't going to charge me service fees of $220.
Dog. So what? Slow lounge access. For tech. I don't need your slow lounge. Hey, dog. I don't need it. Off, you know, just have it, just have a glass of bubbles on us, you know, just take it.
We don't want your bubbles.
We don't want your bubbles. You take my money, dog.
Dog, we love chowing.
It's crazy, dude. And they make it worse. I swear to God, you'll jump on because oh shit, I can go to OR Tambo, get access to all these lounges. Countless times throughout the year, because I fly a lot, whatever. You don't fly, you fly a lot, whatever. I'm just saying. No, I'm just saying, for instance, if you flew a lot, I don't fly a lot.
I do.
Sorry, bro.
That's your boss in Bali.
Oh, so you know this. But what I'm saying is, you all get excited and you jump onto this wave, and then all of a sudden you get a fucking email 3 months later. We have changed the rules as to how you can access. Yeah. Now they give you a number of limits as to a limited amount of how. Have you got that shit? I was like,
FMB. It's depending on your e-bucks.
Hey, dog.
The whole time I've been spending my e-bucks like.
I don't think he told them I was supposed to get his e-bucks.
Hey. He even told me about it. You know what?
Yeah,
life is expensive, man.
Yeah. You just listened to the cutoff by J. Cole featuring Kill Edward. Let me drink, let me smoke, give me high, let me float, baby. Do your thing. If you got something that helps you cope with this rough ass life, cope, my nigga. Yeah, we're just talking about addictions and what our addictions are. I mean, a lot of the time people always think that addictions have to do with drugs, but a lot of things that we do with our daily lives are addictions that we don't even realize. And I think the biggest one that people underestimate is music, man. It's a serious crutch that people have, and it's out of love. That's the thing as well. And I think whatever you do or whatever is done out of love is good enough. Mm. Weed. I love the fact that God put that shit on the planet. Like, it's literally a magical plant, you know. And we nyats it. We take it for a pose. Because the white man said it made us lazy.
Stupid, lazy, and unconcerned.
Yeah. Damn.
But it's a cheap vacation, bro.
Yeah. Can I go on my cheap vacation? I believe. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's been the topic for today. We are just about to crack into the news stories that have caught our attention over the last week. You know what the worst guys are like. We tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but.
Read about it. Extra. Grace Graham, young fella. Extra.
What did the Sotho or Zulu version be?
Extra.
Bala, bala.
Ifunda yonke. Extra. What's extra in Zulu?
more,
extra.
Ah, guy, we thought you'd know.
Yeah, I don't.
Extra.
What's
extra in Zulu?
Hi, dog. Faga, more. I'm kidding.
More fire.
Anyway, so, new stories that have caught our attention over the last week. First things first, unfortunately for Jay-Z, his son has passed away. And I know we always talk shit about the guy, but death is never cool, especially when you lose a child. So condolences. Yeah, his youngest son, Vusi Nhlakanipho Zuma, has passed away. He did some political work for the ANC.
What was the cause?
It hasn't been revealed. It hasn't been revealed yet. They've just confirmed that he has passed away.
Shit,
R.I.P. Do you think this has anything to do with karma? I'm just putting it out there.
The sins of our forefathers.
Yeah, we'll come back to haunt you.
Mm.
For real, this is how shit goes down, yo.
Hey, dog.
Yeah.
Dog, I even have a bar in the song of mine that says, "Oh Lord, if you bless me with a daughter, let no fuckboy break her heart. I know I'll be tempted to slaughter. Because I know I've been a bad man." So, like, and...
You're afraid it'll catch up with you one day.
You know, and I'm afraid to have to explain to my daughter that, you know, the reason that you're in that situation is because I was once a bad man. And I need you to forgive me for that, you know.
Yeah, you should. Yeah, that's true. Everything that's done in the dark will come to light. That's
hey,
for sure.
Bro. Acha. When Asha put that in the Confessions album,
my guy, did
I not cheat that?
It's easy not to cheat when no one wants to fuck you.
All right.
So that's the story there. And also, we haven't discussed this, but this has been going on for a while. The Tom Moyane disciplinary inquiry into his nonsense that he did at SARS. Apparently, this guy has cost the country over $146 billion, yes, billion with a B, rands, from all his fuckery at SARS. Now, this is crazy. This is what has led to the VAT increase, the 15% that is muffing all of us. Like, SARS is the basis on which our country runs, right? So when we look at how much SARS is wasted and how much Tom Moyane has done to put us in this position, we are looking at the reason why our lives are shit. And this is why I'm always talking about politicians and the people that we put in power and the people that we rely on to run our daily lives. This is the result. This is the result of who you're going to vote for at the polls. A nigga who can blow $146 billion of money that's not even his. Dog, how do you blow $146 billion? I wouldn't even know where to start. If you gave me $146 billion today, I don't think I'd be able to finish that money before I die.
Yeah, that's in a ridiculous amount.
Dude.
Oaks don't see us, dog.
Dog.
Bro, how are you... That's what I'm saying. People know what they're doing, but they just still go for it, regardless of what the repercussions might just be.
Yeah, but how does he feel inside? Like, can't he see, like... don't people in his life complain about the VAT? Don't people in his life... Doesn't he cry about the petrol price and all that shit? Doesn't he find it harder for him to exist now? I mean, like, it's not like he doesn't feel the effects or doesn't see what happens. Is it literally just, I don't give a fuck?
Yeah, he just asked for a greater kickback, you know what I mean?
Damn. And now his lawyers are just requesting for them to halt the inquiry. They're speaking to Bo, Cyril, and the boys. But I genuinely don't think that's going to happen. And, yeah, man, I'm upset.
Yeah.
I'm upset at the people who are in power and the fact that we put them in and we continue to do so. But carry on. Carry on. Anyway, the next story, this one is just a little bit of a lull. Fifi Cooper is now a free agent thanks to Julius Malema. Dog, Julius Malema is such a visionary. He's going through the artists to make his statement because Fifi hasn't been able to perform a lot of her music because of her dispute with Ambitious Records. And I don't know, somehow the commander-in-chief of the EFF, Julius Malema, had got her out of those contractual disputes. And now she's making a new album, and now she's coming out with some hot shit. But I do definitely think that Julius has the kind of mind that can access people, young people in particular, like no other politician. You know, he knows what young people want. He knows what young people are fighting for. He understands that culture and music is a big part of our experience and our existence. So it might seem trivial for other politicians or whatever to disregard Fifi Cooper and not even give a shit. Like, why would Helen Zille fucking help Fifi Cooper out? Or who is she? Francois van Cook. Whatever. You know, but that's, culture is such an important part. He's gaining likability from doing that. And also, it also goes back to the idea that artists are leaders in and of themselves.
Look at Trump and Kanye.
Yeah. There's this collaboration that started to go on upstairs, which I'm starting to like because it's starting to change the dynamic of our leaders, where they're like, okay, we can help each other, you know, and in helping each other, we get to a better result because teamwork makes the dream work, obviously. So yeah, that was just interesting for me that Julius Malema has such a role to play, and he knows about the artists and how the ANC pays Boriki Rick off and all that shit. But yeah, I'm really happy about that. But also at the same time, I think independence is the only way to go. This is how you avoid these problems. But yeah, that also means you're a broke ass nigga.
For a long while.
Okay, and then the last story that's caught our attention over this last week is about Patricia DeLille. I know a lot of people have heard about this already, but obviously she's been exonerated, essentially.
Again.
Yeah. She the disciplinary hearing found that, not the disciplinary hearing, the court hearing found that the DA's dismissal of her was inappropriate. And she's back to being the mayor of the DA. Do you think it's awkward there?
Yeah, it's fucking awkward.
I don't know about, like, of course she wants a job, but I don't know about hanging around with people who don't want me around.
Exactly. Yeah, but I don't even think it's that. I think it's a case of, okay, just because you were snacks with me for trying to get me out for no particular reason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm trying to do my job, but you guys are acting funny, trying to push your own agenda. I'm going to stay.
And just for
block
y'all.
I'm a block y'all.
Just to say fuck you.
You know, because why get out in the first place? What has she done?
Yeah.
What are the findings? Like, what on what basis, what grounds are they trying to get her out?
Yeah.
You know? I think we're going to have a lit 2019.
Yeah. Our years are always lit in this country. always lit. But I am genuine of that opinion of, I don't want to go around singing songs that people don't want to hear. Dog, I just want to be where people want me around. But that's just a personal thing. Do your thing, Patricia DeLille. We get it. It's job. It's spine, You got a people to provide for. And I genuinely do think that she does a good job. Despite the charges. Got me on trial, but I'm beating that case. Motherfucker, say it in my face. Say it in my face. Motherfucker, say it in my face. Sorry, you got a bit excited over there.
Alright.
Yeah. Those are the new stories that we'd like to cover this week. Yeah, we hope you enjoyed tuning in. This episode has been really insightful for me. I've learned a lot. I hope you have too. If you want to follow us, please do. On Twitter, we're the_worstguys. Instagram, the_worstguys. Facebook, the_worstguys. Just look for the bow tie, baby. We get some sophisticated goons. We lean in, but we also swaggin'. You know what a bow tie and shit. Right now, we're about to wrap out with the Worst Guy Cypher. I was going to tell you about our comedy show that we do every Thursday, but you already heard about that. Giovanni's on Thursday, 8 p.m. Come through, sound like a broken record. All right, now, we're going to wrap out with the Worst Guy Cypher, as we do every single week. We hope you enjoy. We're going to make the song right on the spot, and let's see if it's hot.
Night job. Day job. Only job, main job. Hey,
Night job, Cliff Central, worst guys, Giovanni, Panavino, Main Road, it's the worst guys, they got a comedy show, you better know for sure that Mark and Julie is hosting, yo, this Thursday, every Thursday, it's the worst way, hey, we doing comedy, we doing Cliff Central and a TV station show, oh my gosh, we driving the people so mental with the content that we put in our big content, it's nonsense, which you'll be listening to. If it ain't the worst, guys, hey.
What you listen to is bullshit, yo. We the guys who have got the flow.
The flow.
We the guys who are chilling in the snow. Everybody wanna come with the rain, yo. Oh no, I wanna see the sunshine. I wanna see my own life. I wanna see the grind work out for me. As I put in this work, my G. You see? Everybody trying to complain about their life. Everybody trying to take a drug, alright? But you gotta take it slow. Try to take it easy. Blow some weed out, yo. Cause everybody's hard. Everybody's trying to be a star. Everybody trying to drive a fast car. But I mean, how you get it really far when you don't walk first? Everybody know their worth. Everybody know that you gotta give the girth. Girth to the girl, she likes to feel it in the walls of a pussy. You know you're a pussy, cause you're not following your dreams. And I know you seeing the steam from my water boiling. You can never ever catch me.
Yeah, let's take it up a notch, take it to another level, take it to the sky, take it very, 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 very high. Slow it down for all nice. Wow, hey, I'm trying to put a smile on your face. I'm trying to put a smile on your face and wipe this hate off the face of the earth. So much worth in every single person on this earth. Hey, I see the value in you. I see the value in her. I see the value in not trying to massacre another person's heart, man. Listen to me, I'm R-E-H-A-B. I'll be on cliffcentral.com. You see, preaching these words of worst wisdom to thee.
Hey. Worst wisdom, but it's the best. Everybody can go ahead and rest.
Rest.
You can't compare to us. I mean, you didn't even fuss when you thought about what you're gonna do.
What to do?
But we planning all night, day two.
Day two.
Cause we think about what we're gonna do when we come to the studio and we bring it up. We don't fucking stop and we never ever drop. We always got the ball and it's always, always hot.
Oh,
I'm shooting that three. Oh, yeah, Curry. Call me LeBron James, the Lakers I be. Cause I'm so strong. Call me number 23. I'm just here trying to make you feel free because I'm trying to be the guy that you see on TV. It's Malcolm Julie.
Day job. Night job. Main job. Only job. Day job. Night job. Main job.
Only job. Only job.
Hey. Worst. 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 Day job. Night job. Main job. Only job. Worst.
This is CliffCentral.com.